Hi, I'm Jenna.
And I'm Dawn.
And we are a fitness duo from East Kilbride. We are here to discuss all things fitness, lifestyle and business. Each session, we will discuss different topics with a little insight into our lives. My favourite saying, nothing changes if nothing changes. We are always looking for different ways to make each day fulfilling. We would love to bring you along for the ride.
Hi Dawn.
Hi Jenna.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I know.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I don't feel great today.
Kept that a secret.
Do I not look it? Like, I'm weird. I'm like a tramp.
Well, you quite often look like a tramp. But I thought your hair was washed.
I mean, I washed my hair. I quietly straightened it because when you were messaging me this morning about putting earrings in, I was like, oh Christ, right, I better at least straighten my hair. It was not straightened and I thought, I'm going to straighten my hair so I look a bit more presentable.
Do you think your outfit goes?
Sleep. What?
Do you think your outfit goes?
No. It's comfort. It's key. Was the look. Anyway, can you hear yourself?
A wee bit. How?
No, I can't hear me.
Oh, can you not?
No,
I can hear you.
I'm going to take my headphones off.
Can you hear yourself now?
I can hear you now, but I can't hear you on that. Sorry. Yeah, so I just don't know. I don't feel the best. Lyle was up again the night. Rodney was up. Jamie was tossing and turning, so...
I hope you're not going to come down with anything.
Crap, sleep. Me too. So you're fine?
I'm fine, yeah. I've actually... Do you know, I knew you were going to hit me with this because this was one of, yet again, another unprepared thing. Message last night, gave you dates, and then you messaged me this morning and said 10 a.m.
I know, but I messaged you at 10 p.m. last night. It was like 9:57.
At 8 a.m. this morning, or actually give you 7 that it was 10. And I knew you were going to do that, so I actually got up, set my alarm, and went to class this morning at 6 o'clock
God,
in the morning.
Your halo shines yet
and
again.
I had a shower, washed my hair, everything. So yeah, my Tuesday's going better than yours so far.
I'm impressed. I didn't even have breakfast this morning.
Oh well, I want to talk to you about that. I want to talk to you about that, by the way. It's 10:10. That's what's the thing about a fairy
angel
and angels
numbers. Yeah, I've got something to tell you about that later.
Okay. Right, what we're saying there. Breakfast. What do you have for your breakfast?
It's not ideal.
Okay.
There's never a plan in place. It's just like, oh, I'll just have that type thing. Like, I never know, if you know what I mean, when I wake up. I know people know what they have, like you. I do not. So this morning, I had Starbucks coffee and the red pepper egg bites, which I love out of there. And they're really nice. And they're quite low in calorie. They're quite high in protein. If I could make them in the house, I would, but I don't really like eggs, so...
I know you don't like eggs, so that's what you have.
Because I'm not making them, so it's not as bad. But other than that, what do I have? Bit of toast.
That's not good.
No. I know it's not. And I would tell people, I know we said this before, but I would literally tell people to have X, Y, Z and protein and this, and I don't.
I am a Weetabix gal.
I know, you're regimented.
But I am actually used to not like Weetabix.
Really?
Nah, I was never a huge fan of them. I used to be like toast and banana. And
I like toast and banana.
Oh.
I'll
take my headphones off now.
We're the place.
So back to the Weetabix.
I do like toast and banana. That was at my gran used to have.
Yeah,
that.
We'll have a discussion about that in a minute. So I am Weetabix and I usually have a cheeky wee bit of something chocolatey on top of it. Yeah.
I've seen your balls.
And then, but then I'm full till like dinner time. Not dinner time, lunch.
Yes. I was like, down.
And a wee 3 or 4 strawberries with a wee bit of honey.
What else?
That's it.
The chocolate pillows from M&S.
Yes.
I've seen you had them.
Yes, I need to get them. I'm going to the shops afterwards.
A couple of raisins. Do you like raisins?
Raisins. Why'd you put raisins? You're more on a Weetabix.
Maybe not Weetabix, but I do like in the summer months, you know, like Greek yogurt and honey and raisins and granola.
And we're in November.
That's why I can't eat it now. I'm over that. So what do you eat in November? Porridge.
Well, clearly you eat nothing.
No.
But what I was going to say is, because it's leading on to my next question, because I've thought about this week.
Organised.
Is I have a protein yogurt. Now, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
What's your feelings?
I never see you eating protein yogurts.
Don't like it.
I didn't think you did.
A little bit bulky. I mean, I'll eat it if it's like the summer. You would never catch me eating one now. And
I have one every day.
I know, it's minging.
No, it's not. Well, the one I get now, you might not be able to help with this, and people can let us know how to say it. I don't know how to spray it. Say it. Skyr. S-K-Y-R. How do you say that?
Skyr.
Skyr.
Skyr. They say it on the advert.
Skewer.
Skewer. That's too thick.
It's not the thickest one. The other ones are thick that you get in Aldi. The ones that's 25 grams of protein.
Okay, disgusting.
Are really thick. No, for me. The Skyr Skewer.
Slightly less. Slightly less. I'd have that. The problem is they are huge. It's like a big, big pouch.
No, not that one. They're wee. Should have brought it with you.
Are they?
Right, so then I was thinking, I've never seen Jenna eat a protein yogurt, so I'm going to ask her. Mm. Then my next one is, what flavour would you choose?
If the mango, the yellow one.
Ah, snap.
Is it mango? Is or
mango, passion fruit.
Yeah, I would definitely choose that. Would never choose a strawberry yogurt.
Oh my God.
Would you not?
No, I wouldn't either.
So we're pals.
Well, we're pals when it comes to chocolate as well. Yes. That's maybe next episode we can talk about that.
Because it's coming to Christmas.
We can bring them. I've seen them already.
We can always share a box of Quality Street.
Always. Yeah, so there we go.
Yeah, nah, a little bit bulky. I feel like I have to force myself to eat like that. However, I would mix it with like granola and some honey and raisins and all that. And then it's not like pouchy. I think I've got the absolute ick from like baby food. It just screams baby food to me.
Nah.
Eating out of a pouch.
See, it doesn't, I mean... The thing, like, actually see those protein drinks, they give me the bulk.
I wouldn't have that either.
I could not eat.
I don't like a milkshake, though.
No.
And that is just given milkshake.
Mm.
So, yeah. Wouldn't choose it.
Well, there we go.
But, yeah, maybe I should be choosing it and have it for my breakfast. That's an easy breakfast, though, isn't it? Just grab it and out you go. Mm-hmm. But have you seen the Weetabix drinks?
Oh, could not even consider that.
Oh, my God,
that.
That's bloody rank, isn't it?
I've never... No.
I mean, is it grainy?
I don't know. I've never tried it.
Absolutely no.
Do you want to bring one to next time?
Well, we can do taste test. Whitey everywhere. Can you imagine?
I can just think a big...
No.
Oh, no.
Clunky. No.
Wonder what the texture is, if it's thick or it's runny.
Well, that's
another
challenge, isn't it?
Oh, God.
We're going to be doing this.
You need to have it in the fridge. Imagine drinking that off the shelf.
It's the fact that you don't have to keep these milk products in the fridge that bothers me. Like, how is that okay? Speaking of which, mind that... protein shake that lay in the gym for 5 or 6 weeks. That's what I compare a protein milkshake to, that. In saying that, I didn't mind, what was it, Herbalife protein I used to buy? The chocolate mint, was that a thing?
Oh,
that was quite nice, you know?
Really?
Yeah, that was the only kind of decent, kind of one of those I was into. I just don't love protein shakes at all. They're grainy and nothingness, just empty souls.
I don't love protein in general. Ailey always tells me I don't eat enough.
Protein.
But then that steak I had the other night, by the way, see that wee knob of pepper butter?
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
What a difference.
Oh,
but probably
delicious.
Adding on how many calories, that's the only thing. I know, it was so nice. That's a good thing.
I don't care.
I know. About M&S, it all comes pre-prepared. You just pop it in a pan.
Action.
Would you ever think to do that?
No.
Add a knob of butter and some pepper, would you heck?
And a bay leaf. There was a wee bay leaf.
Oh, yes. I had a bay leaf in my roast beef that I had yesterday.
Well, there
you
go.
Which, by the way, I ate before class and then was fighting away to the whole of Clubber's house.
Well, we did a workout and you really never did much of a workout before it.
But maybe I am coming down with something because I couldn't be arsed. And I still can't really be arsed. So.
Well, just remember, we're self-employed, so you still have to come to your
work. I need to get arsed. Mm-hmm. Great. Amy, we've managed to skip our catch-up, our week catch-up. What have you been up to?
Oh, yeah, what have I been up to?
Busy.
Yeah, I always say, yeah, what have I been up to? I've not been that busy, but yeah, actually I have been busy. Mm-hmm. Work-wise, good week last week at work.
Yes,
new launch of timetable went really, really well, which kept busy just trying to sort of remember routines and all this sort of stuff. Panto, really busy with that.
Mm-hmm.
Socialising.
Off-script.
Off-script act one. Ping-ping act two. We'll not mention that.
4 weeks ago. Listen that.
Three. And socially, I was out for dinner on Friday night. I was telling you about that on the way here, which was delicious. When you've got a friend who's a home economics teacher and they say, come round for dinner, you're like,
jump at the chance.
I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were out on Saturday celebrating birthdays.
We sure were.
At the Radisson Red wee brunch for the Prince of Wales Hospice.
Yeah.
And if you hold on to the Shiner halos,
yeah,
we went straight home.
We did. Half five?
We get
picked
up at 6 o'clock, picked us up.
Picked up at six. Home, jammies.
Mm-hmm. I watched Strictly.
I didn't even. Didn't even watch telly.
I watched Strictly and fell asleep a few times. Mm. Must have been a Prosecco.
Oh no, Lyle woke up.
Oh yeah, you had a nightmare
Lyle
with him.
Lyle fell asleep in the car on the way in.
That's right, you sound asleep. You didn't even know when he came and picked me up.
No, he didn't even know. Surprise! It's funny how kids do that. Then they just wake up and they're in a new place.
Mm-hmm.
I had a very busy week. Last week since we were last in here. Full training day on Wednesday at Box Hub. I've been to a wedding there before. And it was really nice. And this is where this training event was, but it was cold and tinny and a bit noisy. Mm. It's the only way I would say about it. The only thing I would say about it, sorry. But it was a good day. And then I had the same on the Thursday, a full day's training for like the dance business side of things. So what I've taken from it most is I could never work in Glasgow full time.
Was it for the travelling?
Driving.
Did you drive
parking,
in there?
Both times.
I was going to say, yeah, you couldn't really.
£13.20 for 2 hours parking. And I was there all day. I know. And we kept having to move our car. So you weren't allowed to just top up your meter. You had to then go move to a different space and then pay the same again.
Why would you book a venue that's got an issue?
I know. I'll not be going back.
No.
Well, I mean, not that I'm going back for an
that's
event
terrible,
here,
isn't it?
How extortionate is that? And it gets worse. There is a little, like, abandoned bit of, like, ground, basically, mm-hmm. that someone's obviously bought and turned into a car park. When I say turn into a car park, I literally just mean cars park there. And that was £15 for the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously people were in there at bloody 6 a.m. to get that space.
Yeah.
So you couldn't get parked in there. So £13 every 2 hours. Me, Colette, Chloe.
You all had
cars,
cars
on the second day because we had to all
go
come and go.
Please. And I'm actually thinking it's too far to walk to like the hydro bit, isn't it? Is it too far to
walk
for that?
It's not actually that far. In hindsight, maybe we could have done a bit more research and thought, right, we could park there. We could have got the train as well, but the train's more hassle than now.
Yeah.
You never know if it's on or off.
But then you need to get a taxi to there. You couldn't walk
that far. So, expensive day, but good day. And then we went out to that La Vita Spontini.
Oh, I
saw that.
I've not been there for ages, actually.
It was nice. The last time you were there was your 50th.
Yeah.
That was last time I was there.
Yeah, I think that actually was the last time.
So
that wasn't in June, that was like 2 Junes ago.
Aye, 2 Junes ago.
Or July, my birthday.
July, yeah. It was July we went.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a bit crazy. So yeah, that was Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday's always a busy day. I always just like fly by the seat of my pants on a Friday. Is that the same?
Just on a Friday, do you do that?
Well, pretty much every day, but more so on a Friday, try to fit everything in. And then I was out at a wedding on Saturday, which was, I took the car.
No, you were out on Friday night, were you not?
Oh, that's what I mean, Friday night, sorry. So I went straight from work to the wedding. Well, I got home, went home, got changed, went to the wedding, and it was something. It was like proper happy hardcore tunes. The
was
bride
it?
And groom were
loving life.
Absolutely loving their life. They're both sober.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. They're both sober, and you would never know because they were literally the dance floor. The groom's mum was doing high kicks and everything. That was what was happening. Which, oh, I wasn't sober. What was on about? I had two prosecco's. Did I? Yeah, I did. I definitely did. I had two prosecco's, but we were home for 10:30 because my Auntie Linda was watching the kids in my house, so we had to get home, which is fine because I have class in the Saturday morning. That's why I hate going out on Friday.
I hate going out on a Friday as well.
Like,
although
I really dislike it.
I did enjoy being out on Friday, and I had three prosecco's and thought I can't have any more because I'm teaching in the morning.
I know, it's that.
But you know how we're both different teachers on a Saturday morning? Yeah. You sip your coffee and
it's
I've
great.
Got to take a class.
I know.
Actually
great.
Physically do
That's
it.
That's the only good thing about a Saturday morning. I don't actually need to do it. But you need to be there and drive at 8. So I'm like,
we
need to curb this. So Lyle came home also from Spain.
Was it Friday?
On Friday.
It was Friday, wasn't it?
Jamie booked the wrong flights. He booked them for a week late. Cost him an additional £200. It was a later flight. They never get until 6 and we had a wedding at 7. So that was great. Lyle fell asleep in the car at like whatever time it was, 5. So then he was up at 10 to 2 Friday night until 6 a.m. So that was great for me. And then we had a full day out on Saturday at the wee brunch.
And everybody was a wee bit grumpy before it.
Yes, nobody in the group chat could be bothered, couldn't we not? We're all just like, oh, we're moaning about PMT or just tiredness or kids or just couldn't be arsed, couldn't we not?
Marie Claire could. She was like,
Marie Claire was
wait.
Only one. I know. Sorry, MC. But however, we rallied round.
Yeah, everybody. Within one prosecco, everybody rallied round.
Until we got there and we didn't like our table.
No.
Where are we up the back? Can you see a thing?
Couldn't see him. Couldn't see
Adam. Of course, we got moved.
We get moved.
So, yes.
To the table we were before.
Yeah.
And it was good. It was good. Adam did
good day.
Really well. And he's hosting. And Natalie, amazing singing. When we'll see her.
A week
on
Friday.
A week. Oh, I was going to say 2 weeks. A week on Friday.
So it was a successful day. However, what happened that day? The most hilarious thing ever known to man.
Well, you can tell the story.
I don't think I have laughed so much. I had tears running down my face and I think I peed myself a bit. The actual, I need to set the scene for everyone. So Adam says, Jenna, I mean, we're just in the door, right? Literally just saying, Jenna, will you do a speech for me? I'm like, what? What have I got to say? Anyway, so I went up and done a little like grateful for the hospice and all this sort of stuff. because obviously I got to be there for the, was it 3 days?
Mm-hmm.
3 days. And I'll tell you a little background story. So Dawn phoned me on the day I was going to Ailey's event. I was on the way to the Laughs and Lifts place, mm-hmm. but Ailey was hosting her Laughs and Lifts, that mm-hmm. was called event. So I was on my way there and I got a phone call for Dawn. Go, you need to just go and get the dogs. So, right, no bother, turned around, went and got the dogs. I mean, me, three dogs, try to get the tiniest dog ever, Bailey, the heaviest dog ever, and Pablo, who just doesn't sit still, fire them all in cars and all sorts. Anyway, get to the hospice because you're allowed dogs and rabbits and horses and anything you want
anything
in there.
Anything you want in there.
And the place is obviously like an absolutely great place, so send them your money, guys. Went in, so I done my little speech about that, how my experience with it as like an outsider,
yeah.
but getting to be there for Dawn, obviously, and the girls. And Adam had asked Dawn to just say what her experience with the hospice was. So she obviously said, I can't even say it without laughing. I mean, I'm not laughing at the situation. I'm not laughing at what I'm about to say now. I'm just laughing at the whole. So Dawn said, sadly, my husband passed away just over a year ago. This is not the funny part, but now I've hit the kickers.
I'm actually like, I'm just going to sit here and listen.
So she said this to this whole room and we're just talking about it.
I mean, there must have been about over 100 people at it, wasn't there?
So you and I are just chatting about the hospice and what it meant to us and blah, 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 and how Peter got like such great treatment and all this sort of stuff. Then we got back to our seats and then these games got announced that we're going to play, right? So on Dawn's seat, I mean, actually, this is our fault because we asked to move tables. That's what we get for being divas. So we moved tables and then Dawn ended up sitting on this seat that had this piece of card underneath it and it just said the year 2000s on it. So there was three other ladies, Betty Queen, remember her name, don't remember the second lady's name, and then Dawn got called up.
Betty Queen, who was 84 and 84, looked actually amazing.
Brilliant.
She looked so good.
Brilliant, but she did say she kept fit. She goes to her dance classes, I heard her saying that. So they got called up onto the dance floor and it was like a dance-off. So Betty Queen got Spice Up Life. No, that was the second lady. Oh, I don't remember. Oh, she was 70s. Betty Queen got a 70s number.
Was it not 80s? Was it Spice Girls?
No, that was the second girl. She got Spice Up Your Life. I can't remember what Betty Queen's was, but it was a dancing number.
If anybody can remember.
Yeah. The second girl got Spice Up Your Life by Spice Girls, and Dawn got Beyonce Single Ladies. Yes, that actually happened. So then Dawn, rewind 10 minutes, Dawn's just told everyone her husband sadly passed away 1 year ago, but here I am dancing to Single Ladies and shaking my left hand. And it was the most awkward situation. I had my phone out, I was videoing, and then slowly I just put my phone down.
I just stared at Adam and went, come dance with me. And he's like, no.
He was like dying inside. Dying. And we were all just like, and then we all just started thinking, what are people thinking here? I'm not saying, but hey, I'm a single lady. And we were just like, oh my God, this is not happening. Cut the music. Can someone please just stop this situation from happening? Betty Queen won, by the way.
Oh, no.
So then Dawn came back to the table, right? The story gets worse. So then come back to the table, we're all just like, oh my God. To be fair, one of the ladies that worked for the hospice was standing behind us when they heard us just being like, oh my God, this cannot be happening, blah blah blah. So she was just like, oh yeah, like we went through loads of songs and we were just like, oh, that's not appropriate. And we were just like, what single ladies is
not by a country mile.
What the hell, not by a country mile, no way by a country mile. So she was kind of like a little bit mortified, or a big bit mortified, should we say. So then Dawn comes back to the table and then the song comes on and I'm like, oh, see, this would have been a better one for Dawn to dance to. It was Better Off Alone. Right, so I was like, oh, right, I didn't realise it was that, right. So that
my
was
guys.
All in absolute fits of laughter. And then what came on? Cher.
Do you believe in
life after love? Honestly, it was. I swear we were in some sort of simulation on Saturday. But hey, we've seen the funny side. However,
you've got two bottles of Prosecco
and five cans of gin.
Yeah. So, yeah. And you've got to laugh honestly, about it. We did think Peter will be killing himself laughing.
It's probably him that set it up. Up there twiddling about, making a right tit out of us all. But anyway, it was honestly so, so funny when I say we couldn't breathe for laughing. What a day. So that was my...
It actually was a really good day. It was a laugh, wasn't it? We chatted a lot and we had a laugh.
And we all got... Yeah, we did.
At my expense.
We got like a massive pizza. Will we tell them what happened to that?
No, I don't think we should, in case MD from that said no.
I'm going to tell them.
Oh, there you go. She did it.
I mean, to be fair, it's the staff. Staff are useless. So Obviously, we got a huge pizza each, right? So you ordered your lunch and you got a massive
Can
pizza.
I just say at this point, I didn't get a pizza. Never. I had fish and had it goujons and chips, so I'm not involved in what happened.
So we said, can we take this home? Because we ate like one slice or two slices out of it. So that's fine. She brought over boxes and then just handed us the boxes.
Like, never even said it.
No,
she never even had
them. She put them behind us.
I had put them behind us.
So I was like, okay. So what went in the box? The pizza. The pizza cutter. The pizza, like, cooking part, you know, to get a right good stone-baked pizza, and which weighed a ton. Black cutlery. Utopia. It's a good make. Remember I kept saying that? All of it went in.
Oh, yeah. You said I've got glasses that are Utopia. Do I?
Yeah, little, like, ball glasses. They're nice. So, yeah, we took the whole shebang, didn't we? All three of us.
Yeah.
So now we are the proud owners of a pizza base and a pizza cutter and cutlery.
Yeah.
So it serves them right.
Exactly. So
needless to say, whenever I eat the pizza when I go home.
And MD that tells on us.
You're in trouble.
Aye, you're for it.
And it was the staff's fault. You just wouldn't do that.
No.
You would take
there
it.
There was very little communication.
Yeah, the staff.
With the staff they were not right. Ideal at all.
And the sticky toffee pudding was crap.
It was awful. Not as good as the one on Friday night.
Well,
I'm not even going to talk desserts.
That's another drama.
I'm not even going to talk desserts. You're nothing but a wee dick.
Obviously. What happened on?
What?
I got the cheesecake on the menu.
I don't know. I'm taking nothing to do with it. Walk away.
Give you a quick update on that.
Idiot.
Who in their right mind would pick profiteroles?
A lot of people.
Over cheesecake. Come on, guys.
It was plain, boring vanilla cheesecake with strawberry. And
New York cheesecake.
You've just told me you don't like strawberry yogurts.
No, I don't, but I like strawberry sauce.
But also, you were in the chat and you never commented or anything in it, so it's your own fault.
I thought you would know that I would never pick profiteroles. Anyway, a wee bit of miscommunication, shall we say. So,
no,
information went out.
Something.
Information went out and I told everyone it was cheesecake, because obviously that's a much better choice. And then,
however, information went out to another group of people
and
saying it was
on it.
Sticky toffee pudding or profiteroles.
Terrible choice. I would pick neither of them.
Well, I'm
would pick
you, I'll be watching. You better eat that cheesecake.
I will eat every last crumb of that cheesecake. So anyway, we'll report back on how good that dessert was. Right, we have got carried away there.
We have. Right, I'm going to ask you a question quick. This season, candle season, what is your favourite candle scent just now?
Oh my God.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
It's the one out of the White Company, and I want to say it's like fur something or other.
Fur-tree.
You know the White Company, obviously.
Yeah.
You're their favourite customer. Is it Fir Tree?
Fir Tree.
Do you know how I know? Because last year I got the, is that a diffuser you call it?
Yeah.
For my birthday. From Jamie, but you actually went out and purchased it. And you got the little oils and
yeah.
The Fir Tree one is, in fact, they're all lovely.
They're all nice.
There's one that smells kind of like a man's aftershave that's so nice. But I can't remember the name of it either.
I would say just now I went and got some in winter.
Where to?
I've got those winter one. That is my favourite.
White Company again?
The White Company. Yeah. I know, but I'm going to have a chat about that as well. See all these Black Friday deals, right?
Are they good?
So, well, the White Company have given off 20%.
Oh.
And then a week later, they were giving off 15%. And see, this morning, it's 25%.
You're joking, I'm going.
I don't know if you're coming or going. I've got a code.
If you've not I know what I'm doing. I'm going to get it. What, do you need a code?
You've got
only to the best customers.
I'm
going to give me it so that I can buy everybody White Company stuff.
Anyway, that's what I did last year.
That's a good idea. Who doesn't love a White Company gift?
But the winter one actually
Winter's nice. And
hand soap. And every time I do it, I'm like, so nice.
Oh, that is nice. Hand soap and cream.
Tell us what your favourite scent from the White Company is, guys.
But you're not getting it for your Christmas. It's too dear.
Well, you might 25% off.
Okay. If you do get it, you know we've got it in the Black Friday sale.
I'm glad it's your birthday next week. There you go. Oh, wait a minute. You told us what you buy.
I know. Right, I've told you all about the single lady story, which honestly, I still laughed about that even when I was in my house. But we had a hilarious conversation. It turns out we might be kleptomaniacs. Is that what you call them?
Stealers?
Yeah.
Thieves?
Because we had this another hilarious story that when we were in Port Patrick. Why did I say it like that?
Port Patrick. This was years and years.
Years ago. One of my first experiences at the port, to be fair. And it was just part of the whole event that you just had to nick things out of places. I didn't know this was a thing. And I was like, right, I better join in.
A Sky better watch in here.
I know.
But we have a microphone.
So it was, we all decided to start trying on for size the bucket that your wine comes in, you know, on your head. So it turns out Dawn's got an absolutely massive head and it did not fit on Dawn's head. Like, I'm talking, this is a big bucket. I had it on my head, like, right over down to my shoulders, didn't I? However, for what we decided to do, it's a good 15-minute walk uphill. from, where were we, Harbour House?
Harbour House, yeah.
And we decided to not even blatantly steal it, walk out the restaurant with it on my head. And Dawn, there was two, it was you, it wasn't you and Peter, he was up ahead.
It was it Richard and Gail?
Can't remember.
It was him, I think, that started it.
Probably.
Richard.
But the whole way home, we just like banged this tin on my head with spoons, like clunk, 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 like making music all the way up to the house. And I'm just stomping about with this thing, couldn't see a thing on my head. So it seems to be a thing. I think we might be kleptomaniacs.
Mm.
Every time we're out. Or is it the Prosecco that does it to us?
It might be the Prosecco.
We need to cut
might
back
be that.
On that.
Stop that. Yeah. Stop drinking the Prosecco.
Right. Last week we spoke about the JAG.
Yes.
The weight loss JAG. Someone's dead.
What?
Sorry, did I catch you off guard?
What? The nurse?
Yeah. A nurse died from
it. That's terrible. That's the most random thing. I know. No, she did.
I can't stop. I'm not laughing at the dead person, I swear. That's two dead people I'm laughing at. But I'm not laughing at them.
Watch out, whoever's the third.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at my delivery. So anyway, after our conversation last week, on the news this week,
yep.
58, and she's a nurse.
No.
What the heck? 58.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know the facts of it all yet. But we do know she had I think they said in the news that she'd taken two doses.
Oh, was it? I don't know how many she had taken.
No, I think I'd heard it was two. And that's the first one.
And she had to put into a coma.
First one we know about.
She put in a coma and then all her organs started closing down. And I actually think she possibly did get it from somebody.
Legit.
Not legit.
I would like to think so, she's a nurse.
Yeah, it wasn't like a backstreet person or whatever.
And you'd
like
to think so because she is also a nurse, that she's got some background knowledge on it. But
yeah.
And she didn't look overly, like, overweight or unwell or anything like that. It's so scary, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is.
And that's just her. Like, once you're dead, you're dead. There's no coming back for that. Do you know what I mean? I'm being a bit frank with this word today, haven't I?
Okay, let's just...
swiftly moving on.
Yeah, move on there, Jenna.
Yeah, it's bad. It's concerning. It's concerning for when the wrong people get their hands on it.
Yeah.
If you're doing it correct and if you're doing it, as we said last time, you've done everything else. You've got your ducks in a line. Is that the saying? Your ducks in a row? No? Also, what kind of a saying is that? Who has ducks, for one? And two, why would you try and put ducks in a row? Or is that the point?
Well, here's a random thing. There's a wee duck running about our bit last night.
Your house?
No, see, like, when you go up the hill, there's a wee river bit, and I don't know where it came from, but I was trying to film it.
Was it a baby or a big
one?
No,
it was a duck.
Oh.
Duck, duck.
But why would you ever try
duck.
And put ducks in a row? Because they're never going to go in a row. Do you know what I mean?
Why shoot them?
No, we're not shooting anyone. You know the saying, get all your ducks in a row? Or is it all your eggs in a row?
Eggs in a basket.
What's the saying? Like, you're getting all your ducks in a row. Did I make that up? I would like to think I did make it up, because that's a stupid saying. You're never going to have ducks and you're never going to try and put them in a row because they're never going to go in a row.
I've no idea.
You're better using like sticks or something.
Ducks in a row. I'm trying to Google it and see. Ducks.
I think that is the saying. Get all your ducks in a line or something, or ducks in a row.
Ducks in a row.
Is that a thing?
What does it mean to get ducks in a row? Be well prepared.
Exactly.
To be well prepared or well organised for something that is going to happen.
Right, well that's ridiculous, because what duck is going to stay in a line?
They should have their ducks in a row beforehand so they were ready to start the job when required.
That's what I mean. What a stupid saying.
Really stupid.
Ducks will just walk out of the row. You've got no control over a duck.
Oh, right. Okay, so, right.
Or is that the point?
It's come from the fairground amusement of shooting a row of mechanical ducks.
Oh,
so I was talking about shooting ducks.
So they're not real ducks after all.
Yeah.
So get your metal ducks in a row. They should have made that more clear.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, we laid there. Is that another saying? Oh my God, I need to stop with the saying.
Yeah. Have you had, how many coffees have you had this morning?
That's my first sip.
Right, okay.
I'm telling you, I'm coming down with something, because I'm talking mince. Right, my next little topic. We're not doing much menopause chat this week. However, did you see advertised the menopause range of clothing in Matalan?
I didn't, but you spoke about it just before we went live.
And what did you say?
What? The actual?
Aye.
So,
do you think there's just another thing they're just putting the word menopause on?
Ah, what is it? Clothes?
It's clothing. It's a clothing range. I'm going to Google it right now. They're actually advertising it on the TV. Menopause clothing range.
Do you think you wear different clothes when you've got the menopause?
I don't know. This is, I was like, what is this? I swear they're just putting the word on it. Yeah, look, it's a thing.
Putting the word on it and putting £10 extra on it.
Oh, that's what I mean. Menopause, clothing, skincare and body care.
Let's see.
Maybe skincare and body care.
Skincare and body care, yes, but clothes, clothing, come on, grips.
It's literally PJs, apparently breathable material.
I was going to say, so there's non-hot flush ones.
But surely you just wear normal, like, relaxation, nightwear, bedding, underwear. Hot water bottles, you can get a menopause hot water bottle.
Why would you ever want that? A cool bottle?
It's the same thing, though, as a normal hot water bottle. And it's not exactly cheap either. £17 for a jammy top.
I thought you were going to say for a hot water bottle.
A what? And you can get pants and bras.
What are the pants like?
Just that. I mean, they just look normal.
Maybe it is. Do you think it is literally the material,
just...
The material would be different, but material. Come on, it grips.
I know. That's wild, isn't it?
Well, if MJ goes to Matalan and buys anything out the back. Menopause range, let us know.
Please report back.
But also, I was in the art centre this week and I saw a menopause wellness poster. Class poster. So let's have a game of I Spy and see how many menopause things
you can see.
You can see.
Well, that's two.
And Matalan, ones that you just think they're at it.
I know. I mean, we're not at it.
No, we're not
with
at
our
it.
Menopause class.
Our menopause class is going very well.
It is, and they're super nice ladies. So we are not at it.
Wow.
We're trying to stay educated with it all, aren't we?
Right, I'm going to tell you something that I am going to purchase. Oh. And I used to think it was old people.
Oh, God.
Not menopause people.
Right.
Old people that purchased these.
Right.
This will make you laugh as well.
Okay.
A windscreen protector.
Oh, God. Oh, don't.
Do you know how there's like people with skip caps that wear them? Right. Anyhow, this morning, you know how I have had a good Tuesday morning, you've not. And every second to get to class at 6 in the morning is...
Counts. You want to roll out your bed.
And it was actually, my car was frozen this morning.
Oh,
and I was actually like, oh my gosh, don't believe this. And I had thought this last year, I'm going to buy them, but never have. And I looked on Amazon. I mean, there's probably other ones you can buy as well.
Much.
And I think me and Ailey, I'm going to purchase one. Go give her one for her birthday.
That's a good idea, by the way.
Happy birthday.
And how much is a screen protector these days?
Well, I think mine would need to, for the size of the car, need to measure it. So between about £17.99.
That's all right. So that would tell me it's about 100 quid. Or something.
No.
I mean, if it saves you scraping it, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
There is nothing worse. Actually, I came out of Clubber Size last night.
Was it a bit
the
frozen?
The screen
as well?
Was frozen. It was Jeanette that said, Jenna, your car's frozen out there.
Because it's been like, for so long. Yeah.
I hate this when it comes to the frozen.
So I'm not that old if I get one. That's quite sensible.
I know, but I feel like everyone else in your car park definitely has one.
Only saw one last year.
Well, they're not prepared. They didn't know it was, to be fair. Are they getting up to go to a class at 6?
Nah, maybe not.
It's the 6, it's the morning, the dark mornings. You do not want to be scraping a car.
I suppose I'll get it. I need to leave it in the car and then I'll need to remember.
Put it on.
Brain fog. Oh, God.
I know.
Remember we have to go.
And then what's going to happen is it's just going to end up this folded thing in your car that you've never used.
No, because.
Make an effort.
Genuinely, when you come out at that point and your car's frozen, you're like, oh!
There's nothing worse. No. I do hate it. I hate the dark mornings, the dark nights, the having to scrape your car. It's just miserable.
Mm-hmm.
However, in saying that, it was frosty this morning and the walk to school and back was actually quite
nice. It's actually a lovely morning. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, it was quite nice. I didn't mind that this morning. I had to put Macaulay's like bigger jacket on him though, like a puffy one. It's absolutely massive. He looks like a wee gnome or something in it. He's only age 5'6", but it was hilarious. He was like this wee thing trying to run. It was dead funny because it was just so big, but you need it for this weather, don't we?
Yeah.
You never told us about the toilet seat in the studio.
Oh, I remember your that. Issue that with was it? Funny. Well, I've not been back on it. Mm-mm. Maybe Ailey should do it. She was on it this morning, the photo she sent us. I kind of thought it was you were sitting up a bit.
Up and forward.
Up and forward. But that's the way to do the toilet.
It
should be up and
up
forward.
Up and forward. You are a professional when it comes to...
Well...
I don't mean you're a professional.
For other reasons of somebody having bowel cancer.
You know more about it, don't you? Yes. What you get taught. Tell us.
You should actually sit forward. Actually, you should have something on your feet. You should have your feet
raised. Which goes back to like cannibal times, isn't it?
And it totally changes the
cannibal?
Position.
That's not the right word. Cavemen.
Cavemen. You're cannibal. On fire today.
I know.
And that is the position.
You're meant to be in.
Yeah. Instead of lying back on your phone.
Or just sitting on your phone and not actually...
Those toilet seats. MD that has been and used the toilet seats.
Report back.
Let us know.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely did think we were both sitting
in
the toilet.
I'm sitting forward.
No.
But did you notice the doors open the other way and it confuses me now?
Oh, no, I never actually realised that.
Yeah. And did you also notice how to lock it? The wee pin?
Did you do that? Okay. Yeah. I've only been in it once. I don't think
I don't know if people
it.
Know about that. But that's what we've got in all our doors in our houses. Mm-hmm. And when I say all our doors and houses, I mean all of our doors in our house, in my house has them, because Jamie reckons if somebody breaks in, then they need to get through 10 doors before they get to us type thing. But it's a little pin lock.
Do you remember how to do that?
Oh yeah, I get warned every night. Pin, 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 pin. So the you close it and press a little pin in, mm-hmm. and then that's it locked. So see from the outside though, if somebody gets stuck in, all it is a long like nail or pin or dart or something, and you just press it and it pops open. So it is actually quite a good invention for like kids and that.
Yeah, for kids.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so you maybe you should in. Actually tell people that's how to lock the door.
I wonder if people are thinking, what's that little pin?
Mm-hmm.
And then to open it, you don't pull the pin out. You literally just open the door and it pings open.
Right, okay.
It's quite a really good invention.
Hmm. And then you go and have a look at the toilet door.
Try locking it. Yeah, so our bathrooms are looking kind of good, aren't they?
Yeah, they are looking good.
My last subject for the day.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading somewhere, I'm guessing it was on social media, I can't remember, Instagram, TikTok, something like that. And it was to do with fitness again, because that seems to be everything that's on my page is either fitness or dance or food related. And it was to do with trauma and training was the thing. So like, for some reason we've been talking about death loads, but even in the car on the way down, we were talking about two people that we know of as well. And it was all to do with how people have then channeled their energy and flung themselves into training to not let trauma take over their lives. And it was very, very interesting read.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, I guess you can kind of relate it to any kind of trauma. But it's interesting that, one, how smart your brain is that you can just channel it any way you like.
Mm-hmm.
As in, like, focus it on something else. I'm not saying it takes away from what's happened, but it certainly gives you, like, more energy and more, like, drive to, like, do better than just let your brain take over and just end up in a very dark place.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably one that can comment on that as well, actually.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I threw myself into for 4 months of Strictly.
Yeah.
And to go in for that competition. And I mean, that just grew arms and legs mm-hmm. 10 times over, didn't mm-hmm. it? Mm-hmm. But it definitely did help me focus on a get something. Up and go and something that was to achieve and something that I actually did enjoy mm-hmm. as well. So yeah, I would actually believe that. Also, we have been talking quite a wee bit about drinking Prosecco and stuff like that. Once when Peter passed away, I really didn't really drink.
Nah, you did.
Very
kinda,
much just because I didn't.
You didn't give up. You weren't like, I'm not drinking, but you just didn't.
I didn't want to
it
do that.
It could play on your emotions though.
Because it can play on your emotions. And just thought, I'm not ready for that. And if I did ever have some drink, it was usually with company that I was comfortable with,
and it was like
one or two yeah, and it wasn't that many, and to be honest probably haven't gone back as crazy mental as what we used to be. I mean, there's still time for that, but
I know, but I think just in general our kind of like friendship group have drawn back a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we don't go out. I just don't like going out really.
We do coffee mornings instead, but no, yeah, I would agree with that. And you've got to keep your mind active and busy. But also have time to yourself as well. Mm-hmm. But I definitely did throw myself into it. But then you have the bit of when it's all over and done with, and mm-hmm. there's that like, what do you do?
Yeah.
What do you
What's
do now?
What's the next thing?
What's the next thing?
Thing. Don't think that's a bad thing though. To have like a next thing or a next thing or a next thing, because, what else should we do?
Well, my next thing's obviously the whole bit of Peter Goff Foundation. Mm-hmm. And came off the back
and
of Strictly.
And would it have came off the back if you hadn't done Strictly? Don't know.
No.
That kind of pushed into that.
So that's just at the beginning, baby steps for that.
Yeah, yeah.
And more about that. And if nobody follows the page, it's the Peter Goff Foundation.
Yeah,
please
following.
Give us a follow.
And then it's always good to give back then, isn't it? Because
absolutely. We had such a good meeting yesterday mm-hmm. with the hospice and what
You're
we
good.
Can look at doing. So I'll speak more about that mm-hmm. maybe in another podcast mm-hmm. or whatever. But yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just so interesting. It was one particular post, and it was the other way about. It was like this guy's wife, and he was left with the two kids, which is always like, I don't know why you automatically think, oh my God, just because the mum that, when Jamie says all the time, he's like, I would not have a clue what to do if you weren't here. Like, Jamie won't know what clubs are on, what school, what's happening here, because I don't know why, I'm just the default person, probably because he just always worked. And COVID hit, when COVID kind of hit, he was classed as a
emergency help. Frontline worker?
Yeah,
no,
like that type of thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, a joiner, that's hilarious. but he was, so he could still go out and work. And then I just took over and then just continued to take over. because I just have a wee hobby, remember? Mm-hmm. Don't have a real job anyway. But when I'd read about this guy and I just thought, oh my God, this like guy's now just left with two young kids. But he didn't give up, flung himself into training, and he like absolutely swears that's the reason he's still here.
Mm-hmm.
And not like...
not going into a bad place.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you still have your bad days.
Yeah.
You still do. And I think you will
very normal.
Always will have. Mm. You wouldn't be normal if you didn't have
because
them.
Because if you don't, then you stop thinking
them.
About it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's how you deal with them. Exactly. And then Jamie and I were having a conversation the other day, and it was just about mental health in general. And you might kill me for saying this, but he's had a few mm-hmm. mental health issues. And we were just discussing it, and then it was a comment that somebody had made to him. I don't even think I've told you this story. And it basically said, yeah, but it's not real.
Mm.
Like, you're just making it up type thing
mm-hmm.
in a roundabout way. And that totally got his back up. But Jamie's not really argumentative. Well, I don't really know what it is, but he's just like, he just was like, I'm not going to fire back with anything. So he just kind of let it sit. And then we both said, I don't know why we were talking about trauma. I must have been talking about this guy, blah, blah. And I said, I mean, but I've not really had much trauma in my life, really. And then we started listing it. And I was like, oh, right. Oh, yeah, remember that happened and that happened. So it's a very different type uh-huh. of trauma. But, like, it can be anything from... Mm-hmm. No one is to tell you that...
What's traumatic and what's not traumatic.
And
yeah.
the way you deal with it mm-hmm. is okay or not okay. So, yeah, that was really interesting. And it's interesting people's...
opinions
uh-huh, on it as well. And it's like, why should someone say that that's not real and that is real? And like, do you know what I mean?
I don't think anybody can make an opinion about anything until they've experienced it.
100%.
Yeah.
100 million.
They don't know.
Percent.
Nobody knows
mm-mm.
what they're talking about. Oh, you know, people give you their condolences and mm-hmm. all this sort of stuff, but they have no clue.
No.
No clue.
And so. I know that the majority of people mean well.
Yeah.
Majority. but... yeah, it's just so interesting. And like, we're kind of
doing a bit more. I might give that a read then.
On mental health, I'll send you. Mm-hmm. It was very, very interesting. And the effects of exercise on the brain and like mm-hmm. the dopamine and the serotonin and blah, blah, blah. And how that like absolutely scientifically
mm-hmm.
is a factor.
Yeah.
Just as much as taking a pill is, because uh-huh. you're just replacing the, like, if you're lacking serotonin, take a pill, you'll get it. Yeah. But that's just peaks and troughs. Mm-hmm. Whereas get yourself into a fitness hobby and that will come naturally. So yeah, it was just so interesting. Then we actually did go down a rabbit hole of like, because he had said something like, oh, member or his friend or business deal that works with him had taken a brain tumor and had to collapse and all this sort of stuff and seizures and blah blah blah. And I was like, oh god, yeah, remember that? And then that time Jamie and I got beaten up at Clarkson Halls, mm-hmm, remember that?
Oh my
god,
put
on a cabaret,
that was mental
show. And me and Jamie and my brother Kerr got like literally beaten up. Jamie, like, his teeth smashed out, he got like stabbed, it was so bad. Mm. Somebody we knew, remember? Mm-hmm. Were you on that show?
No, I came to see it on the Friday.
Did
and that happened on the Saturday.
Oh, wild. I was like, oh yeah, remember that happened?
Mm-hmm.
And then everything else, what else? The situation with Colin, he came early, kind of traumatic in mm-hmm. ICU. Lyle, he was the worst test. And actually Peanut was my last most traumatic thing I've ever done. Oh, probably shouldn't actually have spoken mm-hmm. that, because Wee Bales as well.
Wee Bales is not well.
Not well. And yeah, when you start like telling all that, you actually think, oh God, how do you just get through all that?
I know, you just do. You actually do. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's best not to think of it, how you get through it. You managed it and you get mm-hmm. through it, and then...
But also you never know what people are going through.
No.
So you've got to always just be kind. I kind of say that all the time to the dancers. Always be kind.
Always be kind. Right, on that note then, so... I think I'm going to finish off and say, Jenna,
oh God,
give me a Jenna joke and make us laugh.
A Jenna joke? Oh no. I feel
under
pressure.
You've got to do
pressure.
One that I think is actually really funny.
What one?
I think we should finish it off.
Is it cheese?
Uh-huh.
Is it? Because it's the only bloody joke I know. And even at that, I don't know if I remember it.
Oh, do you not?
Right. We're in Mexico. We're in Mexico. And... We are in a cave. No, there's a bear in the cave. There's a bear in a cave and this bear really likes cheese. I think I've goosed it. Hold on. We're in Mexico and there's a bear stuck in a cave.
Okay.
And this bear really likes cheese. And he also speaks French. So how are we going to get the bear out of the cave?
I don't know. Will we...
Camembert. Yeah.
Okay.
It was, that's how bad I am at jokes. I never remember jokes. How do people retain any information? That's my last point. Information retaining.
hard.
I cannot do it. Weirdly though, well, like Lyle is so good at lyrics, word lyrics, and so is Macaulay actually, and so is Jamie. He knows every song. You could play a song, Jamie, know the words that he's heard like 10 years ago. How is that actually possible?
I'm good at that, but I have them all round the wrong way.
I mean, that was another thing that came up on Saturday. Words that we make up.
Yep.
But the only thing I'm good at is, as you know, I like to fly by the seat of my pants and turn up to club or size, and I just put on songs and just hope that the choreography comes back. And it does, by the way.
Does it?
I retain choreography in there. Mm-hmm. Words, jokes, things to do.
Jokes, really?
No, that's what I'm bad at.
All right, okay.
That's what I'm bad at words or my to-do list or jokes or anything that you need to remember in life. I can't remember. What is that about?
I don't. Maybe that's part of the female brain or something like that.
I don't know. I swear there's like filing cabinets in there, and it's like when the song comes on and I can feel the filing cabinets moving in my brain. Ooh. I'm like, shh, come on to the front. Come on.
Quick.
And then it does eventually happen. But on Saturday, that song, Freed From Desire,
mm-hmm. Oh,
we
yeah.
were all singing our songs. Mm-hmm. We're like, right, what is the words here? Like, what do people sing? Mad and sense is free from. Right, so the words are mind and sense is purified. Freed from desire. Did you know that?
No.
Free from desire.
What did I was singing? I can't remember.
I sung mm-hmm. My incense is purified. What's a incense?
I know. Why? It doesn't even make sense.
Freed from desire. My incense is purified.
Purified.
What's the other one that's in that as well? Oh, there's another word. And we were just like, yeah, that's not a word. We just made them up. It was Kate that told us. Interesting. We're off by a country mile.
Oh, totally. Very ill-fitting.
So, ill-fitting, on that note. Yeah, that was my my language. I've been granny languaging, haven't I? Everyone's been calling me a wee granny with all my wee sayings that I come out with. I don't even know I've done that until it's pointed out, and I'm like, yeah, I do. Anyway, we've talked mince.
We have talked mince for how long?
40-odd minutes now.
And in that, we've learned that you don't like yogurts and your breakfasts are rubbish.
Yeah.
Go to the White Company for candles, 25% off.
And Dawn can't leave anywhere without putting earrings on.
No.
She texted me that this morning. I'm leaving, but I need to put my earrings in. I hate going out without earrings in. Fun fact of the day.
There we go.
That's my fun fact. Don't really like yogurt. I do like candles. And Dawn likes to have earrings in. Anyway, there we go. We've got Christmas cups today, guys. Coffee. Christmas cups are out. I'm okay with that. I put up a Christmas tree in the studio.
I know, idiot.
Who knew that'd be me though?
Exactly, people thought it was me.
I'm getting more and more festive, you know, mm-hmm. as I've became older, or maybe because I've got kids.
I was going to say, you became a mum.
And to be fair, I did only put it up for a bit of content. I didn't take joy in it.
So you didn't do it for the right reason?
No. And now I'm actually kind of sick of it.
I nearly really kicked it on Saturday morning. Yeah. Well, I fell apart.
Why, you lifted it and it fell apart?
Right, anyway, let's go. Over and out.
Bye.